God is saying, listen, the love that he's talking about is an unbreakable love. For God knows, the love that satisfies is a love that feels, what, help me out, secure.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. This evening, we will hear the concluding part of Pastor Brian Grant's message begun last week. This is the third in his series of messages, Secrets to a Happy Home. Just to briefly recap, Pastor Grant has been bringing out from Scripture the formula for family interaction that pleases God and guarantees a happy and well-ordered home. In tonight's message, Pastor Grant will pick up again on the husband's responsibility to love his wife as Christ loved the church, as he continues to describe from Scripture the characteristics of how this Christ-like model must operate. We invite you to visit our church website at www.gcafamilychurch.org, where you can view the full video of any messages you may have missed. But if you have your Bibles, please turn to Ephesians chapter 5 and follow along with us as Pastor Grant finishes his message, Secrets to a Happy Home, Part 3. Here, once again, is Pastor Grant.
I just hope this morning that some of what we're saying, as based on the Word of God, we will grab a hold of these practical things. It must be a self-sacrificing love, but it must be a selfless love. But thirdly, or really secondly, not only must it be a sacrificing love, it must be a sanctifying love. Now, what in the world does that mean? That it must be a sanctifying love. Ephesians 5:26, it says that husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. To sanctify means to set apart, or to purify, or to make holy. You can put that in your notes. To sanctify is to set apart, to purify, or to make holy. And there are two aspects of sanctification. And in case you don't know that, you can add this additional information to your notes. There's what we call positional sanctification. Positional sanctification, the minute we got saved, we were positionally made holy. In our standing before God, we were holy. The moment we came to Christ and we received our salvation, we were made holy that minute. And that's why if you got saved today, like the thief on the cross, and died tomorrow, you would be in heaven. Amen. Because you are positionally sanctified. You are positionally holy. But there is another aspect of sanctification called progressive sanctification. I hope you understand the idea there. The progressive sanctification, the whole idea, I ought to be progressing, amen? Little by little, every day, I ought to be looking more like Jesus. I shouldn't be where today. I shouldn't be where I was a week ago. I should have progressed. And by the Spirit using the Word of God in my heart and in my life, there ought to be change. And I need to ask you, is there change going on in your life? Is there progress in your sanctification? Are you looking more like Jesus today? You know, if you're stuck, you better get started again, because it's not good enough to say, oh, I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. What God wants is for us to be progressing. And listen, Christ, the key here is a husband cannot sanctify his wife in the exact same way that Christ has sanctified the church. But let me share a practical way in which a husband can sanctify his wife. Put this in your notes. A husband sanctifies his wife when he helps her become all that God wants her to be. A husband cannot encourage his wife to be all God wants her to be if he's not seeking to be all God wants him to be. Husbands, are you seeking to be all God wants you to be? I've been a Christian a long time, and one of the things that is so sad is that often the wives are more interested in spiritual growth than the husband. Guys, shame. We are supposed to be the spiritual leaders in our homes, guys. And you cannot be a spiritual leader in your home if you're not spending time in God's word, if you're not spending time in prayer, if you're not seeking to grow. You ought to have a passionate desire to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. You cannot sit and just coast. And guys, if it hasn't started yet, I encourage you, get jump-started today. We actually have a class called Jumpstart to get you jump-started. And there's some of you probably need to join that class next Sunday. Jump-start. So it can give you a jump-start in spiritual growth. We need to be the ones that are growing and are encouraging our wives to be all that God wants her to be. You know, sometimes, if we're not careful though, some husbands believe the sun should rise and set on them. Do you know that some husbands are jealous of their wives? Did you know that? The wife is accomplishing stuff and the husband gets very jealous. But guys, we shouldn't be jealous about our wives. As we sanctify our wives, we should be seeking to encourage her to become all that God wants her to be. Guys, let's be the cheerleader. Let's be the encourager. But don't encourage her just to become some big shot in the world. Because, you know, some guys don't mind if their wives, I want her to make as much money as I possibly can. I've had a number of friends and clients like that who, they just want their wives to make as much money as she possibly can, because the more she makes, the more I have to spend. But I'm not encouraging you. That's not the encouragement here. What we want to see is that we are encouraging her to become what? All that God wants her to be. That's her ultimate purpose. You're encouraging her. Brother Peters, as he exhorted this family, he let them know that God has a specific plan for Leo. And Leon, listen, God has a special plan for your wife. And wouldn't it be exciting as you pray and encourage her? Wouldn't it be exciting that she achieves God's plan for her? Listen, if when she gets there, she will be fulfilled. She will be satisfied. Listen, can you imagine that you know I have achieved what God wants me to achieve? Husbands, let's do what we can to sanctify our wives. But listen, it's not about what you want her to achieve. It's about what God wants her to achieve. So guys, if before this message you wanted to encourage your wife by buying her a scale, or if you wanted to encourage her by giving her a subscription to a diet program, cancel it. Because sometimes we guys, that's all we want. Our minds are in the wrong places. We, instead of seeking to encourage our wife to become what God wants, we're encouraging her to become what we want. May God help us to focus on what God wants and sanctify her wife. To be honest, I never paid much attention to that before. I usually jump right over that word about sanctification. But hey guys, there's some powerful stuff right there for us. Listen, this love ought to be a sacrificing love, but this love should be a sanctifying love. And finally, it should be a satisfying love. Amen? Yes. Ephesians 5 verse 28, here's what it says. So husbands ought to love their wives, their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. No wife should ever say, I am starved for love. It is such a tragedy that sometimes you run into a wife and she will tell you, I could have been lonely by myself. She said, there's no such loneliness as a loneliness when you have a husband and you're still lonely. Don't groan because it's you. Don't give it away. But it is a tragedy. Some wives feel starved for love, but no wife should feel starved or for loved. For our love should make our wives feel satisfied. Now I know some of your minds went the wrong place when I said your love should make your wife feel satisfied. I know where some people went. And listen, there is a physical part of the love the Bible is talking about. Amen? I'm going to give you a story. I don't promote this story, but I thought it's an interesting one. So this couple was having a tough time and a lot of fighting. So they finally went to a marriage counselor. He was clearly unsaved based on the story I'm going to tell you. So they took him to the marriage counselor, and the wife spoke for 15 minutes nonstop. And after 15 minutes, the counselor sort of got a sense about what's happening. And so he stopped the wife. He went over to the wife. He grabbed her and he gave her an incredible kiss. The wife shook her head for a minute. And then the counselor said to the husband, "She needs to be kissed like that at least 3 times a week. The husband pulled out his diary. He said, "Let me figure out which days I can bring her." Guys, no, you know, guys go in two groups. There's some guys, that's where their mind is. And sadly, there's some guys that their mind ain't there at all. But guys, if your mind ain't there, that's part of a satisfying love. But that's not really what the scripture is talking about right here. This is much, much deeper. This is much, much deeper.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
First, a satisfying love. If I had time, we'd go into more, but I'll only give you two things. A satisfying love must be a cherishing love. It must be a cherishing love. The word cherish means to tenderly care for. To tenderly care for. Not just care for. Well, there's a difference. I have a feeling Leo is being tenderly cared for. You understand what I'm saying? We are to tenderly care for our wives. And I want to give you a very practical way to make sure you're tenderly caring for your wife, because the Greek word translated cherish also means to keep warm. It's very interesting. It means to tenderly care for, but it also means to keep warm. That's strange. Guys, we need to determine what's on our wife's warm list and what's on our wife's chill list. Are you with me? If you ask some guys, "Do your wife like chocolate?" "I don't know." "Does she like roses?" "I don't know." "Does she like steak?" "I don't know." "Does she like..." You don't know nothing. Guys, try it out. Find out what's on her warm list and find out what's on her chill list. Are you with me? Then what you want to do with that? Now that you know, what you want to do? Help me out, guys. What do you want to do? I hear someone say, "Well, put it away in the drawer." So know that you know what turns your wife on, what makes her excited. That's the stuff you're going to do. You're not going to keep on doing what you want to do. Somebody needs to say amen.
Amen.
Because I'm not as gentle as I ought to be. But guys, it's time we stop this foolishness and it's all about us. It's time. I eat where I want to eat. I spend the time the way I want to spend it. If you keep this up, guys, you will never enjoy what God intended for you. And God is giving you the secret right here. He's saying the secret to your happiness and joy is not by you doing what you want to do. It's by serving her and let her big you up and you are going to feel so good. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Find out the warm list. Do you know after a while you will actually find out that the things that excite her excite you because you're so happy to see how happy she is. Are you with me? Christ loved the church and what? Gave himself for her. Are you willing to do that? Well, it must be an unbreakable love. Oh, I'm going on dangerous territory again, but I have to go here because this love is an unbreakable love. Ephesians 5:31, he says, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." For the sake of love, a man leaves his father and his mother and cleaves to his wife, and they become one flesh. Listen, God unites a man and his wife. Are you with me? God unites a man and his wife in the same way he has united the parts of our bodies together. And just like you would not tear your hand off, he says, don't tear your wife off. This is not what we see in today's world. But this is what God is teaching. This is what the Bible is teaching. God is saying, listen, the love that he's talking about is an unbreakable love. For God knows, put this in your notes, the love that satisfies is a love that feels, what, help me out, secure. For me to have a love that is satisfying, I cannot be worried about the fact that my wife will walk away at any minute. And I am so thankful that I have that confidence. We have been living together for over 43 years, and I know that I know she ain't going nowhere, and that makes me feel what? Very secure. And she feels secure because she know I ain't going nowhere. I done made that commitment to her long, long, long ago. And every now and then we remind each other, we ain't going nowhere, no matter how rough the road may be. We're in there together because we have been made one body in Christ. Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, they did such a beautiful job with that song, what? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Endless love. They were on the right point. Our love should be an endless love. So let's never use the threat of divorce to coerce our spouse to change. It does not work. And here's the other thing. Not only does it not work, but God hates divorce. So don't use that threat, guys. If it's one thing that this message is designed to do today, is to get those of you who are experiencing tough times to go to your wife, yes, and actually say, despite the trouble we may go through, I want to commit to you today. I will never quit because I'm recognizing that my role in this marriage is the role of Christ. And no matter what I do, because to be honest, I've done some stuff. And Christ has never walked away. Somebody ought to say amen. Christ has never walked away. way. He's always willing to forgive. He's always willing to find a way to cleanse us and to listen. And because I am performing the role of Christ, I will never walk away. Are you going to say that to your spouse today? Oh, I know the road can get dark. I've been around for a minute. The gray hair and the bald head ain't there for nothing. I've been around for a minute. I know drama comes into families. I know some of you right here, you've gone through some incredible tough times. But I'm just here to say, with Christ, miracles can happen. And I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, do it God's way. Don't follow the world. They never ever had it right. I'm here to tell you, do it God's way. This is a God who believes in resurrections, and he can turn your marriage around. Husband, you take the lead. You love your wife as Christ loved the church. Wife, don't give the man a hard time. Submit. Encourage. Big him up. And see what God will do in your life. You say, Pastor, most of what you're talking about seems impossible. And guess what? In our own strength, it is. In our own strength. There's something in us that everything I have said rebels against. A wife, I can. If I'm a wife, do I want to submit? No. If I'm a husband, do I want to sacrifice, be self-sacrificing? No. So there's a part of us that wants to do it, but there's another part that say, it's impossible. It's all theory. It's all pie in the sky. This is why this whole passage, starting in verse 18 of Ephesians 5, where the Apostle Paul says, listen, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is all part of it, you know. There is no way we're going to pull this off unless we're filled with the Holy Spirit. So you say, Pastor, how do we get filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, number one, it starts with salvation. Perhaps you're here and you're not saved. That's where it starts. Did you notice what I've been saying? I said, number one, that we must have a sacrificing love. Did you notice that's exactly what Jesus did? Jesus sacrificed himself for you. That's the type of love he had for you. You don't know Jesus, but he sacrificed. Jesus loved you so much. The Bible says he was willing to sacrifice everything just for you. He wants to save you today. It was a sacrificing love, but it was a sanctifying love. He wants to change you. All the stuff you're going through in your life, he wants to change you. You have a problem with drugs and alcohol and porn, whatever it is. He wants to change you. It's a sanctifying love. But third, it's a satisfying love. When you come to Jesus, he gives you abundant life. It's satisfying. That's why we say Jesus saves, he keeps, and he satisfies. And you can have this love today if you come to Jesus. But once you come to Jesus to be filled with the Spirit, you're going to have to be constantly submitting to God. Take yourself off the front seat and the driver's seat and say, God, won't you drive my car? I want you to control my life. My friend, if you're willing to do that, when we are filled with the Spirit, the impossible becomes possible. I hope this morning you'll say yes to Jesus. God, save me. God, fill me because I'm surrendering all. And Father, make it so in the lives of many here today. Bring change to homes. For Christ's sake, amen.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.